Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series, January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Hi, I'm Sandra.
And I'm Eddie.
And you're listening to an episode of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie Project. We have a number of things to discuss today. We will talk briefly about some of the French events that we've enjoyed over the summer. As well, we have a special guest. We will be interviewing a representative from one of the local French associations in our area. We will be sharing with you a pre-recorded phone interview. To start things off, we were discussing what it's like to grow up in the French school system here in Guelph. And Eddie, you're in high school now, is that right?
Yeah.
You were telling me how your school, they get together and they have this game that they play. It's this sort of team building that they do.
Normally during most holidays, our school will get together and have Activité de Royaume. What it is basically they split up all the students into different kingdoms, such as Blois, Vermandois, you know, Normandy, so like, you know, different places from the world. And they just, yeah, they classify you into a kingdom and they play different activities and they give you points for how well your team does and how well your team has expressed themselves in French.
I guess we should first start off by mentioning what school you go to.
Right. I go to a school at Cambridge, Ontario, called Pyrénées de Gâtinais.
Now, going to the French schools presents its advantages and disadvantages, I'm sure. Because there are so few schools, well, especially when it comes to high school, there are so few of the high schools that travel distance is a little bit of an issue.
Well, yeah, that's true. There's, what, three French high schools, like full French high schools besides the French immersions?
Here in Guelph, I believe there's only two options at the moment, which is Vanier down in Hamilton, Georges P. Vanier, and also PRDG.
There's advantages and disadvantages of them not being very many high schools.
So one of the disadvantages is how far schools are, especially the high schools, because there are so few. So there's long distances to travel. How long would you say your bus ride is in the morning?
Well, considering I live in Fergus, which is a little town right side Guelph, the bus ride is around 45 minutes to 1 hour and 15 going to Cambridge. So, yeah, it's a pretty long bus ride, but...
What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 11.
So you'll be thinking about college or university soon? Or maybe you've already started planning it out? Well, I've did a little research into colleges and universities available if you were to choose to continue your education in French. There's Collège Boréal in Sudbury, also La Cité Collégiale in Ottawa. There's a number of universities. There's Hearst University, Université Laurentienne, or Laurentian University in Sudbury. There's also Sudbury University. There's U Ottawa, and then there's also St. Paul, which is in Ottawa.
Well, yeah, I haven't done much research, but I've done my fair share of visiting the colleges and universities, and I've done my fair share of looking into what I would like to do. So yeah, I have been to the different universities and such.
You've been on educational trips out to visit some of these colleges, right?
We've gone to, we've gone to Boreal, we've gone to...
Well, talk to me about your experience about visiting Boreal.
When we went to Boreal, we had to fill out a form before we went, which was on what would we like to follow in life, like what trades, what like classes we would have wanted to take if we were to go to college, at that college. And after we picked that out, they gave us a little card with our name on it that had four classes every day to take, and we ended up staying at a hotel up in Sudbury, and every day we had three to four classes that we would accomplish, and we would learn something like the basics of every class. And so it would be stuff such as construction. We had auto body class. We had heavy machinery class. We had different art classes as well, which I should have probably taken, but I was more worried about the trades such as the auto body and the construction, heavy machinery, and I was into all that. But they also had art such as like music and stuff like that. So yeah, it was just like a week where you would pick what you wanted to do and take that class. It was pretty sweet.
That sounds like a nice experience. I kind of wish that I had the opportunity to do something like that when I was in high school. I do remember in elementary school, growing up in the French system, we got to do a lot of festivités, especially winter festival, festivité d'hiver, where Bonhomme Carnaval would always make a presence. And schools aren't the only place you'll find French in the community. There are a lot of French events and festivals going on, not just in schools, but in the communities as well. And this summer, we had a chance to go out and see a few of these events. So this past summer, we had the opportunity to go to the Francofest in 2015 in Hamilton. Francofest is presented by Centre Français Hamilton. This year will be the 35th year Francofest has been in Hamilton. It's 3 days of French-Canadian art and culture. It is a community and family event where the vibrant artistic Francophone community comes to life. The festival showcases many different kinds of arts, music, dance, circus, or visual arts, and provides activities as well with many vendors and activities for children and adults. It's usually held in early July. This summer, amongst the performers were Louis-Jean Cormier, Radio Radio, Mano Grenade, Cécile Duquinguet, were just a bunch of bands that we had the opportunity to go and see perform. I had the privilege of meeting Duquinguet after the event. We spoke briefly and had the chance of purchasing one of her CDs. Put on a great performance, very lively.
Mano Grenade, founded by Jean-Michel Pigeon in 2008, released their first album, Tantad, March 1st, 2011. They've performed at many events such as Francophonie de Montréal and Festival d'été de Québec.
Their album Composite, which is also the song that we're going to play for you, is not only a musical journey, but also an exploration of the human spirit.
Entre les voix, il est
So hello, we have contacted one of our local Francophone associations, and today we are speaking with Suzette Hafner from the Association des Francophones de Kitchener-Waterloo, also known as AFKW. Suzette Hafner, who has been for 2 years president of this association, and this year is sitting as vice president of the Association des Francophones de Kitchener-Waterloo, which is an association, une association à but non lucratif proposant toutes sortes d'activités éducatives, récréatives, sportives et sociales de la communauté francophone et francophile des régions de Waterloo et Wellington. Donc, bonjour, Suzette.
Bonjour, Sandra.
Hello. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about when this association was first started, and maybe what motivated you to become part of this group. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the association actually was founded 10 years ago, last year. So in 2014, actually, we had quite a few celebrations to underline these 10 years in the community. And it started when some Francophone realized that there was a lot of Francophones in the community and really no activities for them in particular. So 10 years ago, a group of Francophones started the association. And when I came myself to the region 5 years ago, being Francophone, I was looking for an association and get involved in the AFKW because, of course, my language and my culture is very important for me, and I want to also spread it around.
So they've been around now for 10 years.
The association, yes.
Mm-hmm, wow. And now you mentioned that they were celebrating last year the 400th anniversary of Francophones being in Ontario. Is that
right? Yeah, that's that's a little older than our association.
Yes. Well,
yes. In fact, 400 years ago, this year in 2015, Samuel de Champlain went all the way to what is now Penetanguishene and met an First Nation chief, and it was the beginning of the Francophone presence in Ontario. So throughout Canada this year, this year, everywhere where you have French communities, there was celebration, and of course, AFKW was a part of that.
Yes, I remember there was the many different shows that were put on. I remember there was Gentil Coram.
Exactement.
They came down. That was in February.
Yeah.
Even les Chiclettes.
Yeah, les Chiclettes
also. They came
also
down as well. Yeah, there was a number of wonderful...
And there was Le Bal à l'huile this summer in partnership with Cultrum, at the Victoria Park.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so there was another French, Canadian, or Quebecois group, if you want. And in the fall, we had Le Fil d'Ariane, the City of Kitchener, CHCT Hall in Kitchener. And it was two artists from Quebec, and actually they were very, very good. And one of the presentation was for the school students, and the other one for the adult.
Yes, I remember that. That was like a duo clunesque.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
That was very nice. Well, what kind of, events are being organized for this year?
Well, now we are, we were so busy for the 10th anniversary and for the 400th anniversary.
Yes.
That now, of course, we had our Christmas family party just 2 weeks ago, which is, of course, basically for children when you came and they decorate cookies and do all kinds of little handicraft like that. And, of course, we have skating after for the whole family, for everybody. Now it's a little quieter. And at the beginning of next year, probably March, we'll have, we hope to have some presentation of French movies in partnership with the Princess Cinema in Waterloo, and maybe also some French artists coming at another venue in town, but this is not yet, you know, completely organized. And of course, we always have each year our Francofête in June, so this is a recurrent event which comes every year. And now, with January, with the board, we'll look at the other events for the year to come.
Right, still organizing that for the new year.
Yes, after New Year's, we'll start organizing for the, you know, the year for 2016.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you're right, the Francofête is not to be missed. It's always a great big party.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. We try to have good artists coming. We have very good food.
Yes.
And activities for the young ones, and you know, for adults we have some stands, and so it's an activity that normally is very well liked by people, because it's not only for Francophone. When you sing, play music, of course everybody is invited to come.
Yes.
And then share. That's, of course, always the case.
The association also has these club meetings. Maybe you can shed a little bit more light on this. Club de marche, so a walking or hiking group.
Yeah.
And there's other clubs as well.
Yeah.
Club de plumage.
Oui, exactly. Yeah, actually the association has a few clubs, as you just said. There is the Club de Marche, yes, the hiking club, actually each week. There is a Plumage, which is the writing club. It's very, very interesting. There is a reading club, le Club de Lecture, and there is also le Club de Cuisine. So this is a group, and then sometimes we go to a restaurant. Sometimes we go at somebody's home, and we have a team for the food. And
wow.
Sometimes it's in link with whatever holiday, or, for example, Christmas, or even Valentine, or Halloween, or going through the vineyards in the Niagara Peninsula. So we have also this club.
Very nice. So it's tied into the seasons. That's very nice.
Yeah, it is actually quite nice. Yeah.
Oh, and there's also a meeting every so often at a cafe.
Yes.
For,
this is some other activities that are open to everybody. The club I was talking about, obviously you have to be a member of the association, but we have other activities open to everybody, francophile, as we say, francophone, people who are interested in French culture. So we have each month, the last Friday of each month, a gathering at a restaurant from, start at 6 for dinner. And we like to welcome, of course, newcomers speaking French or understanding French, interested in French. And we have also a course really for exchange, cours de conversation, on Saturday at the Café Seven Shores. And this is quite popular for people who at least have a little bit of French, or a lot of French, but don't have the opportunity to speak a lot, to practice. So we have quite a lot of young people coming to this activity, and it's very well liked.
Yes, it must be really helpful to be able to go out and speak the language, because there's not very many opportunities to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a bit the problem, of course, for everybody who wants to keep a language. If you don't have the opportunity to speak it, mostly. Always easier to read it, but to speak is always the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. There's always advertised on the site the Atelier Santé Mentale, so the mental health workshops.
Yes.
Is that put out with your organization, or?
No, actually, it's the entité. We have an organization which, of course, foster French approach to health, whatever it's santé mentale or santé. and we advertise what they are presenting, you see, but we are not the one doing it. We just advertise it and support the association. This association, which is the Entité 2 and the Regroupement de Services en Français for Ontario.
Right, which is also hard to find.
Yes, French. Exactly. As I said, even could be just a doctor or could be a psychologist. Or so it's not that easy to find. And when somebody is not well, often wants to speak in their own language, you know.
Yes, no, that's great that that's come about.
Yeah, so we, of course, are help them as much as we can, at least by advertising it and encouraging people to go to the meetings.
Well, that's great. The magazine or newsletter Expression, is that put out by the association?
Yes, well, yes, that's a, our journal or magazine or a publication has been going on again for almost the 10 years that the, almost, that the association, you know, exists. Every month we publish this magazine, if we say, but now, starting last month, it will be just on the web.
Oh, right. You're going paperless.
Because, we realize that, of course, for us, it's very costly to publish on paper, let's say, this magazine. And out now, almost everybody has a computer and can reach our site. We have a very good website, very informative, and we decided to go that route, and we started... Yes, last month to publish us on the web.
That's right. I do remember seeing that. Yeah, paper seems to be a way of the past.
Yes,
yes, it's also conserving and better for the environment. But yeah,
exactly. That's one part too. Yes. And last year, for our 10th anniversary, we also published directory of the Francophone service in the Waterloo-Wellington region.
Oh.
And that was a big endeavor because one was published 5 years ago, and of course it became outdated because some people have moved, the business has closed, or for whatever reason. So we decided on our 10th anniversary to publish a new one. So that was a lot of work, and it's actually, I think, a very good directory. And now, this time, it's also on the web.
Oh, excellent.
So
yeah.
Whatever you can, if you want a plumber, if you want a doctor, if you want a lawyer, if you want a hairdresser, you'll find somebody, you know, speaking French in our directory.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, and then, of course, the big plus with that is on the web, we can adjust right away. If on paper and somebody is not there anymore, well, the name is still there, but on the web, we can make the correction, you see.
Oh, right, keep it up to date.
Exactly.
Much easier.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, speaking with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to be able to talk about our association.
Thanks a lot for taking the call with me this morning.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
And while we mentioned earlier the group Gentil Carême, we're going to listen to a piece off their album Nager Ramard. In the first years, after the establishment of the colony of New France, voyagers played an essential part in the fur trade, bringing pelts back to the settlements. In their birch bark canoes, the trade was romanticized to the point where it was hard to keep the young men at home. So keen were they to throw their lot in with the travelers, this song, trimmed down from a version that could span volumes, is an ode to this inspiring trade. This song is called Canot d'Écorce.
Assis dans mon canot d'Écorce, brun comme un la flèche ou le vin. Je brave seul toute la force des rapides du Saint-Laurent. Je brave seul toute la force des rapides du Saint-Laurent. Sur les rapides, je le lance parmi l'écume et les bouillons. Si vite il bondit et s'avance, qu'il n'y laisse même pas de sillon. Si vite il bondit et s'avance, qu'il n'y laisse même pas de sillon. Sifflant son fait d'écorce fine que je cueille sur le bouleau blanc. Ses coutures sont de racines et ses avirons de beaufrin. Ses coutures sont de racines et ses avirons de beaufrin. Da-di-di-dam, di-di-di-dam, da-di-di-dam, di-di-di-dam, da-di-di-dam, di-di-di-dam, da-di-di-dam. Da-di-di-dam, di-di-di-dam, da-di-di-dam, di-di-dam, da-di-di-dam, di-di-di-dam, da-di-di-dam, di-di-dam. Toujours unis, nous deux images se reflètent. Et quand vient le temps d'un portage, je le transporte sur mon dos. Et quand vient le temps d'un portage, je le transporte sur mon dos. C'est mon compagnon de voyage, et quand la clarté du jour fuit, je le renverse sur la plage, et il m'abrite pour la nuit. Je le renverse sur la plage et il m'abrite pour la nuit. Tolidé-dam, 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 tolidé-dam. Tolidé-dam, 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 tolidé-dam.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.